Hi, this is Gavin. Listen up. I saw Abundantly Yours from Zimbabwe at Haifa today. Fantastic. Set is this, like, stalks of maize that are all dried and, like, a little bench. And the other side is this fancy lady's house in London. And it's two stories, like, the people in the village in Zimbabwe and this lady in London and, like, trying to... They connect. They write letters to each other. Another cool thing about this play, they're real letters. This lady came here. She got these letters. She met somebody for selling her beads. She just, like, gave the number, her address, and this guy wrote to her. This 14-year-old kid wrote to her for 3 years, and she put them together in a play. And it's real. It's honest. It's so cool. And you can see the letters. It's not the original letters. Oh, okay. Well, it's like the letters. And you see this little boy and his family, and then they get to this really dramatic part where he goes through Rambashina and what happens, and she's so far away and she doesn't know what to do, and a dilemma we all went through, isn't it? That was really good to see, Abundantly Yours from Zimbabwe. And then I grooved. You're sitting in this, like, dark theater, and there's lights and there's stuff, and you feel like you're at a rock concert. But the music of The Unsound, which is the show I saw, is like, it's like Sunday afternoon after the braai. You've eaten dakuta, you're feeling full, and you just put on that tunes, and it's not too, like, slow, you're fall asleep, because you can, because you're full, but it's kind of like, yeah, that's nice, and every now and again, it kicks in, and the beat is going, and you're like, yeah, and then it slows down, and the lead singer, Rima, she's from Mutare, she is so cool, that she kind of just, like, warms you in. She's like, sister, mother, rock star. It's really fun. So go see The Unsound. And I'm going to the craft market later. Have a look and see on sale. Have a good day at Haifa.